I'll tell you what. Let's talk about the Texans here. Let's bring in about to start his fourth season, part of the USC Trojans football history, and now with the Houston Texans. Linebacker Brian Cushing, our guest on the LegalZoom.com Celebrity Hotline. Brian, good morning. Thanks for making some time. It's Nate Lundy, Peter Burns, Mike Harmon. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Brian, how's camp been so far? Give us an update. How's it been feeling? How the teammates doing? How are the Texans loving it so far?
It's been going good. Very smooth. We've done a good transition of coming in, basically off doing nothing, and these first two days have gone well. I think the OTAs definitely helped us ease into it. So it's just a little refresher period right now. We're excited. We're ready to go as a unit.
What was the difference for the unit coming in last year with Wade Phillips taking over that let you guys get to the next level? And as you look at 2012 with DeMeco moving on, how does that change the heart of that defense?
You know, it's a pretty common question a lot of people ask, especially about Wade and what was the biggest difference. And my answer has always been confidence. I think coming in, he established a confidence, an aggressive kind of attitude we've had, and we've done a good job, since day one that we've had him, and we're just looking to build upon that.
Brian, when you look at it, Kubiak has been one of those guys saying, hey, when was he going to get us to the next level? Obviously, even despite the injuries, they were able to do that. But how hard is it whenever you guys read it? I know you're a Twitter guy and you'll be on it occasionally. And to see, to see the Twitter versions, to see the fans and even media sometimes rip into your coach, yet still have that same amount of confidence in him when you walk into on the field.
Well, we understand that, within our closed doors, we're very close. Close unit and close team, and we determine what's going to be said about us. So it's motivating, and to see stuff like that, and we have a coach that we really truly believe in. We know that can take us to the next level, and we definitely progressed last year and went further than what we have in previous years and in the history of this organization. But we're excited. But anytime you hear that kind of stuff about us, it's motivating, and every single game we're looking to prove people wrong.
Brian Cushing of the Houston Texans, our guest here on Fox Sports Radio. Brian, going into camp, going into the season, what were your, focal points? What were you working on the most in the offseason? What is it you want to work on the most here in training camp before the regular season rolls around?
Just to continue to get better, and by doing that, getting a better grasp on the playbook. I'm a guy that truly believes you can never stop learning. You never learn enough, especially in my second year in this defense. It's something I look to build upon. I'm really going to try to step my mental game as much as I possibly can. And I know, training the whole offseason, my physical game will come with it.
And that's the question. The art of being swole, perfected by Brian Cushing. Brian Cushing, 56, on Twitter, 114 tackles last year. Now that you're, a cagey veteran of the league, how do the offseason preparations change at all in terms of your workouts, your diet, and things that you may have to change?
I just try to go in the year review of the previous year, see how I felt at what times of the year, and if I had any low points, just try to pick it up. And I'm one of those guys that, I really don't believe in age and whatnot. The longer you go, gotta take care of your body more. Obviously, I believe in that, but at the same time, I've always trained hard, and every year I try to train harder than the year before. That's just kind of my outlook on it, and it's worked out well for me.
Brian, you're talking about taking care of your body, and part of that is eating well. How the hell does somebody go out there and become a vegan and still want to be one of my number one fantasy football pick in Arian Foster?
I've had numerous conversations with him about this, and I'm still up in the air
steak,
about this.
It's a good steak, man. It's a steak,
He's still got to convince me. We've talked a lot about this, and I just want to make sure, he's the best running back he can be, and, obviously duplicate the year he had last year, if not better, and hopefully this whole diet thing works out for him, but I'm not sold on it yet.
Brian, last question for you. When you're we're talking about diet, we're talking about order and stuff. If you ever wind up with Coach Phillips at a drive-thru, does it sound like this?
Well, large fry pie and a milkshake, and Brian, we're going to need you to really step it up on defense this year.
Is that decent?
Is that kind of what it sounds like?
That's pretty similar. It sounds like
a little Hank Hill mixed with Wade Phillips there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thanks for making some time. We know training camp takes a lot of commitment for you guys, and we really appreciate the fact that you jump on with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Good luck in training camp. Stay healthy. Good luck to the Texans this year. We'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Brian Cushing is the Houston Texans. Brian Cushing, 56, on Twitter. Linebacker there going into his fourth year.
Brian's been a very, very integral part of our For our team here at the Houston Texans, large fry, pie, milkshake, boy.